Let's say hello now to Eric Dempsey. He's at home in County Wicklow, and I believe you were on Achill Island last week, Eric.
I was, Derek. I was looking for migrant birds. We had recent big storms, you know, Storm Amy, and the possibilities of a bird from America being carried across the Atlantic always sort of lures me west in the autumn. It was a strange week. We saw some interesting birds like American golden plover and ring-necked duck, which are both American species. But there was a serious lack of common European migrants, which has been mirrored across many of the migration spots this year. So while everybody was out looking for, you know, an American bird, there were no chiffchaffs, there were very few blackcaps, there were very few willow warblers, the normal birds you would see, which perhaps indicates that they've already moved south. So it was a strange week, but a lovely week. Achill Island, by the way, is just the most magnificent place ever. It's the first time I've ever spent a bit of time out there. It's just a beautiful place. Absolutely stunning.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, Eric. Anyway, it's good that you're with us today, because I know you've already seen some photographs and the email that our listener, Martin Murray, has sent to us. Let's say hello to Martin now, because, Eric, you are the man to deal with this. Hello, Martin.
Hello, Derek. Hi, how are you?
Good to talk to you now. Tell us where you are.
I'm in Dunhill in County Waterford.
And you sent in an email with some photographs.
I sent in an email with a photograph of a glossy ibis that was spotted in near Annstown, near the Anne Valley Walk.
Now, you're familiar with this bird, because clearly you know what it is.
Well, I was the landowner that spotted the bird initially and took a photograph of it and sent it on to me. That he had researched, did a little bit of research on it before he sent on the photograph. And I went into his farm and took a couple of photographs myself that I sent in to yourself.
Are you a bird man?
Not really, no. I do a small bit of photography, and since I retired a couple of years ago, and I would be interested in wildlife and that.
Well, okay, describe the photograph. Yeah. What is in this picture?
Well, it's a photograph of a bird feeding alongside a milking parlour, actually, in Annstown in Waterford. He appeared to be very tame. Surprised that he seems to be a loner. From what I hear, there have been seen around, but in not on their own. He was, I suppose, a heron-like with a big, long, pointed beak, which was very unusual. I thought it was very unusual.
And was it a straight beak or was it curved?
It's curved, yeah. There's quite a curve on it, which, you know, is something we wouldn't see that much around my locality.
And you know it's a glossy ibis. So is its plumage very shiny? Because when we think of glossy paint, we know it's very shiny.
Yeah, funnily enough, it's not, and I was surprised when I saw the word glossy in the description, because it's quite, I would have said it was quite dull. It's a dark grey type, but didn't appear shiny in any way.
Well, we've Eric Dempsey here now, and Eric's one of the world's experts on birds. So, Eric.
Firstly, wonderful shots, by the way, Martin. It's an absolutely fabulous photograph that you sent into Derek. Yes, it's a glossy ibis, and you're right. At first glance, they look quite dark. So just to get a picture for the listeners of what a glossy ibis looks like, it's, if you can imagine, a dark, heavy curlew, a little bit bigger. So that sort of shape with a long bill. And they are related to the herons. They are part of that heron family. And as you say, when you see them first, they just look black or brownish. But in summer plumage and when the sun shines on them, they have this amazing bronze and greens and blue sheen. So it's a bit like, you know, when you see a magpie and it looks just black, then the sun catches it, you get these beautiful colours, or a rook or even starlings. So they have this beautiful sheen when the sun catches them. And that is even more pronounced in summer plumage and, you know, during the breeding season. And they are a scarce and rare bird here in Ireland. But this autumn, we have seen an unprecedented arrival of glossy ibis. Now, I very rarely use the word unprecedented, because birds will travel, and birds, you know, migrant birds will move out of their range. But this year, across Ireland and into Britain, we have seen big numbers. For example, there was a flock of 66 birds at the Gira in County Cork. Now, normally you might get 3 or 4 birds, maybe 5 on a really good year. But to have 66 birds at one location, it breaks all records. And there was 30, at least 30 up in County Louth. There's been 24 in recent days in Wexford. And Waterford, where you are, there has been several good flocks of them around the Waterford area. And what happens is that oftentimes a large flock will arrive and several birds will go off by themselves and start feeding. They're looking for wet fields. They're basically digging for worms, a bit like what a curlew does. And just to give you an example of how crazy it is, I was in County Kerry towards the end of September looking at seabirds and things. And myself and my friend Michael Cleary were driving back from Slayhead in Dingle, heading back towards into Dingle. And we passed a flooded field and we looked in and there was 2 or 3 glossy ibis there. So we got out of the car and we looked over the hedge and there was a flock of 14 glossy ibis. And apparently there'd been up to 26 seen at another location in County Kerry. So this year is the year to see glossy ibis. There's 1 or 2 of them apparently on the Bull Island, which again is, you know, it's not the kind of place you would see. And what is happening is very interesting. These birds are breeding probably in the Camargue area of southern France. Now we've seen what would be described as a northward expansion of the species. So if you've been out and about, Martin, in Waterford, you'll probably see the white herons, little egrets. And you know, yes, years ago, these were like mega rare. Here's a funny story. I saw my first little egret and my first glossy ibis in County Cork. I travelled from Dublin to Cork in 1980 because little egret was like so rare, you know, that one would turn up. And a glossy ibis was there as well. And there was a purple heron. So we had these southern herons had arrived into Cork. Now, like, I've had glossy ibis in my back garden in County Wicklow. But little egret started spreading north. It was a range expansion. And it appears that glossy ibis are doing the same thing. Birds used to breed down in Spain, small numbers. They're now moving into France. There's at least 2,000 pairs around the Camargue area of France. And what appears to have happened this year, after the breeding season, there was a northward movement of the birds. This could be to do with the fact that they would normally move into more southern areas, but there's been a lot of drought in southern Spain and in North Africa. It's been very, very dry. And they need to probe for worms. So it appears that this is a northward movement for winter. And that is what is happening at the moment. And look, in any flooded field, you have a chance of seeing a glossy ibis. You will also notice that if you ever come across a flock, that you'll have the adults, they're the ones that are all dark. The young birds have sort of a palish head. Your bird was an adult. And of the flock of 14 that we saw down in County Kerry, 8 of them were adults and 6 were young birds. Amazing, amazing moments in Irish birding.
Okay, is it unusual that they would be on their own, that you would have a single bird?
Normally you would have them in flocks, but what happens is that birds peel off from flocks and go and search by themselves. That bird could well be a bird that arrived here by itself. It may bump into another flock. For example, that 66 that was in County Cork, they dispersed the following day. There was only 34, 35. So they went off in little groups in search of food. And within those small little groups, what can often happen, you can have individuals peeling away from those groups. So you have one individual bird. And the fact that it was quite tame indicates that it comes from quite a wild place. You know, birds that haven't encountered too many human beings tend not to be overly cautious of us. You know, you'll see white storks in Europe and they're nesting, you know, in town centres. They're following tractors around. So glossy ibis, I believe, are a bird that unless they have reason to fear man. And believe me, so many birds have so many reasons to fear man. But yeah. It is probably very, very tame because it doesn't view you as a threat. You know, you're just another animal on the farm.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's great. Do they stay long? Do they stay long before they head back? Or
No, that's a great question. They will probably spend the winter here. But here's the thing. Will some of them stay for the summer? Because last summer, there was a handful hanging around. They didn't move. There was like one or two around. And these are the kind of things that happen that could get the birds breeding at some stage in the future. Like little egrets arrived in winter and they started staying. And it was actually in County Waterford, the border of Cork and Waterford near Yall there, that the first little egrets bred up in the Blackwater Valley there. And now they're all over the place. So are we witnessing perhaps the colonisation of glossy ibis into Ireland? Maybe in the next 10 years they will be a breeding species, and in 20 years they will be a common bird like little egrets, but we don't know. And I think that's the wonder of these things, that we can't predict what is happening. It is most likely a climate change thing that is influencing them to move north because of the drought, but that then means that we may have an additional breeding species in the future. Only time will tell.
Okay.
Martin, thank you very much indeed.
Okay, great talking to you.
Thank you, Martin. Take care.
All right, take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that's pretty much all we have time for tonight. Thanks again to all of our contributors. Thanks, Eric, very much indeed. Aidan Ilana, Richard Collins, Niall Hatch and Terry Flanagan. Don't forget to visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. We'll do it all again next week at the same time. Until then, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.